Hey, log on to zigzagultimate.com. That's what we're talking about now. Let's talk Ultimate Frisbee and more. Mike Zagman, yeah. Back in the house. Did you bring a frisbee? Oh, man.
I didn't this time. I think last time I was in, I think it was here.
He's like, she knows about the frisbee. Let it go. Well, thank you to you. And yes, here to talk about certainly what is happening in the world of Zigzag Ultimate, yeah. And frisbee, and including a game this weekend. What's Ultimate Frisbee?
Yeah, so Ultimate Frisbee, basically I spend my day telling people that it's not disc golf. People usually ask, oh, is there the cages? Is it with the dogs? No, Ultimate Frisbee is, I think, the best sport in the world. It involves a lot of running. It's non-contact. One of the big components is you avoid body contact. It's all about mutual respect, but also playing really intense. So once you catch the disc, you can't run with it. So you throw the disc in any direction, and you're trying to score in an end zone, like a football end zone. So everyone's running around except for you, because you can't run with it. And so you're trying to throw.
It'd be called traveling, right?
Yeah, yep. And so it's a lot more of a technical game than you might think, because you got to be able to, I mean, if you can be really, really fast, but if they can throw it on a dime, I mean, that's huge. So. Great.
That's the big picture, and breaking it down, you have clubs of youth, adult, and pros.
Yeah, so there's a pro league, American Ultimate Disc League. So actually this Saturday we're going to be hosting a game at Grand Rapids Christian High School. So they're a big football stadium. I actually played the first 2 years of the first 2 years of the league with the Detroit Mechanics. It was super fun. I actually got my start going. I was at South Christian High School, and we didn't have a team, and I was frustrated we didn't have a team, and I basically begged my friends, like, hey, if you don't come and play, then I don't get to play Ultimate because there's no Ultimate around. And so then I ended up playing 4 years at Calvin College, played with their team, and then played professionally, and then I was frustrated we didn't have a youth program in Grand Rapids. And so the last 7 years I've been working hard to grow the youth scene here in Grand Rapids. And it's been really exciting. We had 88 fourth, eighth graders in our league this spring. And we have summer leagues. We also have a high school team. So it's cool to see different local schools pop up with different teams.
Let me go back to this Saturday, Detroit Mechanics versus Chicago Wildfire?
Yep. So those are the two pro teams. I played with the Detroit Mechanics for a couple years, and so that was a blast. So they're going to be coming to Grand Rapids on Saturday, 5:45. If you have any kids who want to learn from the pros, at 3:30, there's a clinic with the pro players. But it's a good chance to just see what Ultimate is. Like a lot of people ask, like, is it a real sport? Or and one of the other misconceptions is you see a lot of people play just like in a PE class, and they don't even understand that, oh, you could play this next level. Like you could play in college. Like almost every local college has a team. And so it's a good chance to maybe just, if you even like YouTube Ultimate Frisbee highlights, it'll blow your mind. Maybe you get excited to play in one of our leagues.
All right, let's talk about the leagues, including men and women, yeah?
Yeah, so we started up our first ever women's league this past spring, and I thought we were going to get 7 people, but we had 50 women come out, and it was so fun. And one of the cool things to see with our women's league is with Ultimate, it's kind of bizarre in that it's non-contact, but it's also self-officiated. So if you can imagine watching like Team USA versus Team Canada, and there's no refs. And the same thing with our women's league, there's no refs. And so how does that work? It's this novel idea that if you both decide to not break the rules, you can have a good game. And so there's so much about, we call it spirit of the game, but really it's just integrity. You know, the person next to you dives in front of you and gets the disc, but they didn't hit you, right? Or like, man, we just lost to that team, but like, they were like nice about it, right? Or like, so it's obviously in other sports, like you need a ref for football, you need a ref for soccer, right? Like, how could you decide offsides? With Ultimate, you just need to know, were you inbounds, were you out of bounds?
So in general, all of the games are played ref-free.
Yeah, yeah, which is really cool. Like it's, man. And so especially as we're talking about, so social emotional learning is really big with our youth area. So if you're not familiar with social emotional learning, it's all about Well, for us, there's five different components of it. We think Ultimate embodies social emotional learning so well because it's all about fair play, good communication. At the end of every Ultimate game, both teams circle up and there's the kind of the reunification of like, maybe there was a, you know, like, hey, I was a jerk earlier, or hey, I raised my temper there and I apologize, like that thing, but not at the expense of playing intense. Like, we don't want to, like, don't hear like, oh, there's no refs, so you play, like, no, we play really, really intense, and fouls happen, right? But you'd never intentionally foul with Ultimate. Like, if everyone decides we're not going to intentionally foul, you can still have a great game, so...
Is the sport, I want to go back to the specifics of the sport, is it more like football or soccer?
I would say it's a good combination of the two, except that everyone's a quarterback. So because as soon as you catch the disc, you're the quarterback. So you can't just have one LeBron James.
There's no offense, defense, team?
So there is offense and defense. However, there's not just one designated quarterback. So like you can't just have a LeBron James who always has the disc. Like you need two people to pass to, or like, so as soon as you catch the disc, you got to be the person. And the other cool thing is, when I say the person, Ultimate's played co-ed because it's non-contact. You can have guys and girls on the same team playing against, because what happens is if the defense puts out four guys and three girls, the offense puts out four guys and three girls. So you match up. And so it's not like football. Obviously, like if you had football, you had a guy and a girl, whatever, like kill each other, whatever, right? But with Ultimate, like it's non-contact, and it works.
And this skill comes down to obviously team strategy, but throwing the frisbee?
Yeah, just throwing the disc. Like even this morning,
calling it disc. Should I call it disc?
So I wish, honestly, I wish we could do a rebrand of the sport, because. Yeah. WAMO trademarked the word frisbee, so our sport is just called Ultimate, but we always just call it Ultimate Frisbee. I don't think anyone's gonna yell at us, but the sport's technically just called Ultimate. So anyway, as you say, I think it's technically a disc because WAMO trademarked frisbee, but yeah, really it's just throws and catches. Like if you can learn, especially when you're first getting started, just learn how to throw. Like this morning, I was actually, and two of our other coaches are there right now. This morning we were at Granville Middle School. We were doing a summer camp there, and basically the kids showed up and was like, all right, here's how you throw a forehand. Here's how you throw a backhand. I'm going to go on the radio. And so we, every time someone comes in, we just teach them, here's how to throw a forehand. Here's how to throw a backhand. And this past year, I was at 40 different middle schools and high schools where I take over all the PE classes for the day, and I teach them all how to play Ultimate. And basically, they'll ask the same questions like, is this a real sport? Is this, like, are you, like, this isn't disc golf? Like, no, it's actually a lot of running. You should come and play in some of our leagues.
Yes, and come again this Saturday to check it out. As we start to wrap up, Mike, first of all, what is my best way to get started?
So the best way to get started, visit zigzagultimate.com, check out our Facebook or Instagram. We have year-round programming. Basically, every 2 months, we have a new league. So if you're in fourth to eighth grade, you'd sign up for that league. If you're in high school, sign up for that league. So our summer is club, and then in the fall, we go more school-specific. So like West Michigan Aviation Academy as a team, or Legacy Christian, or Westside Christian. Rockford Middle's got a combined team, and a few more there. And then if you're an adult, we got men's leagues, women's leagues, and check it out Saturday. Saturday's going to be so fun.
Yes. Where's that going to be?
Grand Rapids Christian High School, their big 5,000-person football stadium. We're excited about that, and this is our third game we're hosting this season. So
come early for a bit of a look and see.
Oh, yeah, yeah, great. So 3:30, we're having the youth clinic. So anyone who's 5 years old on up, come for a youth clinic. It's just $5 to get in the game for youth and 10 for adults, so pretty cheap.
Great. All right, back you go. Throwing a little more Ultimate this afternoon, I'm sure.
Yeah,
in
absolutely.
Between the raindrops.
Yep.
Or not.
Yep.
Mike Zagman, I'm glad you're back, keeping us on top of Zigzag Ultimate.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
See ya.